Now, moving on, our newly formed Northwest County side Runcorn Linnets have their first home game of the season on Friday at Witton Albion, their home ground. Let's speak to a member of the board of the Linnets, Derek Greenwood. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Gary.
How are you keeping? How are you enjoying this birth of a football club?
Gary, it's unreal. We're football fans, first and foremost, we're football fans, and to be in this situation of suddenly running a football club is new to all of us. Being on programmes like this is absolutely new to all of us, so we're enjoying every minute of it, thank you.
Well, as we've mentioned, first home game of the season this coming Friday. Who are you playing? What time does it kick off?
Yeah, we're playing Castleton Gabriels, which is a team from Rochdale. We're playing, as you said, at Witton Albion, which is our home ground for this season, and kick-off is 8 o'clock. We'd like to encourage all the old fans of the old Runcorn football team, plus any new fans along to that game. We'd love to get a bumper crowd there. It's a historic moment for us, of course, so obviously the more people there, the better.
I mean, obviously, there is sadness that the old Runcorn, a great name in non-league football, has had to disappear from the map, as it were. But, I mean, the actual time you've actually had to put this new club together, I mean, presumably, you're heading for an entry in the Guinness Book of Records, aren't you?
I would think that's right, Gary, yeah. We met for the very first time, a public meeting, back on April the 28th, and since then our feet really haven't touched the ground. I think, as Steve Pritchard, our press officer, said to you last time, we've been meeting once, twice, three times a week to get acceptance. First of all, it was not until the middle of June that we actually knew we had a league to play in. We've had to put a team together. We managed to squeeze in four friendly matches in the meantime, and then of course our first match was last Saturday at Ashton Town, and it was a fantastic start for us. 4-0 win, more than we could really have hoped for, and we just hope the season continues in that way for us.
Seriously, Derek, what are your aspirations? Because you've come from nothing, you're obviously heading into uncharted territory, you're hoping the fans will come and watch you. What are your aspirations for this season?
I think, Gary, first and foremost, we wanted a football team to watch. We are first and foremost football fans. We've taken on the motto for the club that this is by the fans, for the fans. And I think that's important to let the fans know that. We're football fans just the same as these folks are. We're going to be run by a supporters' trust. And I suppose our aspirations, first and foremost, are to enjoy ourselves. That's what non-league football's always been about. I've supported this team for well over 50 years now, and I wasn't about to see it die on us. But of course, because of the situation the old Runcorn team was in, we found ourselves in a position of having to form a new club. But obviously we've taken very large numbers of the fans from the old club with us, and we're hoping that we will attract new ones. We're trying everything in the town to do that. We've got advertising around the town, we've got race nights set up, we're offering free season tickets to under 12s. So we're doing everything we can to advertise the club as a family club, and we hope people will come along and support us in that. And of course, first and foremost, we really want to enjoy it and make sure that ultimately, if Halton Borough Council will support us, that we can get back into Runcorn as quickly as possible.
Understandably so. What are your emotions, though, Derek, regards the old Runcorn?
We have to let that go in every sense. It will never go in our memories, of course, Gary. We had some fantastic times, some fantastic times. We went to Wembley three times with that team. We saw them win the top leagues in non-league football in terms of the conference. But I'm afraid the last few years saw a great demise in that club. So, yeah, mixed emotions, obviously. But we're now determined to move forward. We want a team in Runcorn. Runcorn's a large town. We want a team in Runcorn that people will be proud of, that people will come and support. And I think we've made a great start in that. So that's what we're hoping to do, really.
Well, good to hear from you on the programme tonight, Derek. And just give your game one more plug before you go.
Thank you. Friday night at Witton Albion, kick-off 8 o'clock against Castleton Gabriels. The more fans there, the merrier. And thank you, Gary, for this opportunity to talk to you. Really enjoyed it.
Not a problem. All the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
That's board member Derek Greenwood of the Runcorn Linnets. We wish them all the best against Castleton Gabriels this Friday night.